In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the Feast of All Saints. Happy Feast. This is the conclusion of the Paschal cycle. The Sunday after Pentecost, we celebrate all the saints of the church, you know, sort of following up on all of the events of salvation that we've been celebrating, from the Lord's crucifixion to his resurrection, his ascension, the sending of the Holy Spirit. And now we celebrate the legacy of all that Christ has done for us, all of the saints. Not just those whose names we know, those who are listed in the church's official calendar, but all the saints, even unknown saints. You know, we don't believe that sainthood is restricted to a list that's legislated, you know, by men. The synods of the Orthodox Church, they examine the lives of those who have gone before, and some of them they recognize and they put forward to the faithful to honor and emulate their example. But really, all of us Christians, that's our calling, is to become saints. St. Paul says that at the beginning of two of his epistles. He calls the Christians those who are called to be saints. That's our calling. Saint means holy, by the way. We're called to be holy people. To be holy people who imitate the holiness of Christ, who imitate, therefore, the holiness of God. This was also, interestingly enough, the calling of the people of Israel. If we look back into the Old Testament, where God commanded them, "You shall be holy even as I am holy." Of course, they didn't live up to that calling. They didn't have the help of the Holy Spirit, who was sent by Christ. They didn't have the help of his grace, which strengthens us to fulfill that calling. And yet, their example is a reminder to us that we ought not to take for granted this calling that we have. That it's not something that just happens automatically. It's something we have to work at, something we have to strive for. In today's epistle, St. Paul honors the example of all of the righteous who have gone before. He's mostly talking about holy examples in the Old Testament because the New Testament is only a few decades old. So most of these examples come from the Old Testament. He talks about the saints, the holy people, who stopped the mouths of lions. Who's that? Daniel, right? Quenched raging fire. Who quenched raging fire? The three holy children. Became mighty in war and put foreign armies to flight. He's probably talking about Gideon here. Gideon, who by God's grace and his obedience to God's calling, he chased away a huge army with just a small band of Israelites. And these wonders we often associate with the saints. I mean, in New Testament times as well. You know, the apostles who not only healed people by their touch, but even when they walked past, if their shadow touched someone, it could heal them. But St. Paul goes on to honor even greater wonders, but somehow paradoxical wonders. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release. Others suffered mocking and scourging, chains, imprisonment, stones, sawn in two, tempted, killed with the sword, going about impoverished and ill-clad, homeless. Seems like a non sequitur. He's talked about these glories and then he follows it up with sufferings. But what is the miracle there? What is the wonder there? The fact that they refused to deny God, even when faced with all of these sufferings. Christ warned us. He warned us that if we follow Him, the world will treat us the way that it treated Him. That we will have to endure hardship and even perhaps persecution. But as He reminds us in today's gospel reading, if we persist until the end, acknowledging Him as our Lord and refusing to compromise regardless of the cost, then He will acknowledge us as true disciples of Him before His Father. And so this miracle of persistent faith is what really defines the saints. You know, in our tradition, we don't have a rule that saints have to have a certain number of miracles. In fact, some saints don't have any miracles, except for this one, that every one of them held on to faith in Christ through all manner of sufferings and hardships to the bitter end. That's their example to us. And after St. Paul describes the greatness, the wondrousness of the saints, he goes on to call them a great cloud of witnesses and uses this metaphor of a race that we are running in. And around us as we run, there is this great cloud of witnesses, all the saints who have gone before, who are cheering us on. And we see from St. Paul's words that this race is not an individual competition. This is a relay race. This is a relay race. The saints who have gone before, they're the earlier members of our team who have carried the baton of faith. They haven't dropped it, right? They've carried it and passed it on. Each generation has carried it without dropping it and passed it on. And as St. Paul says, though these were all well attested by their faith, they have not yet received the promise. Because God has foreseen something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. All of these saints who have gone before us, they have a foretaste of their eternal reward, being in the presence of Christ, but not yet the fullness of the eternal kingdom of Christ. This awaits all of us. When Christ comes again and resurrects all the dead, restoring everyone who's gone before, restoring their bodies, reuniting their souls to their bodies, and then transforming all of us into an incorruptible form. When that happens, that's when He will judge the earth. And all the saints together will enter into the eternal kingdom of God. So this great cloud of witnesses, they're cheering us on. Because we only receive that reward as a team. They are part of us, and we are part of them. This is one effort of faith throughout all generations, preserving trust in God. That is our calling. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we honor the memory of the saints, let us be inspired to become more diligent in seeking sanctity, holiness ourselves, embracing all of the tools that the church puts at our disposal, you know, all of the sacraments, all of the learning that's come down to us over the centuries. And let us also find encouragement in this struggle through the knowledge that the saints who have gone past are cheering us on, praying for us, that they are in our corner, so to speak. And through them, we can find that victory which we all seek. To our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, be glory, honor, and worship, together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.